All right, today we're going to take a look at the Jambox by Jawbone. I've had different people ask me on Twitter and email lists and other things to, you know, asking questions about the Jambox, and I could sit and write emails about it all day long. But the best way to experience the Jambox, if you don't have one yourself, the best way is probably this recording. Now, for this recording, I'll be using the Olympus DS50. I'm sorry, the Olympus. Goodness, what is it? The 520, DM 520, and a set of binaural microphones. So, if you want to get the best out of this recording, you'll want to put on headphones. Why am I using binaural microphones? Because of the nature of the Jambox and how it works. And so you can experience the live audio, you might want to put on headphones to experience that. Now let's start off by describing the Jambox. So first of all, what is the Jambox? Jambox is a portable Bluetooth speaker. Now that's understating it, but basically that's what it is. I'm sitting at my computer, so you're going to hear all kinds of sounds. It's a Bluetooth smart speaker is actually the better way of putting it. It's about the size of a block of Velveeta cheese. I kid you not. This thing's like 6 inches long, 3 inches in thickness, and well, maybe about 2 inches in thickness and about 3 inches deep. So it's very small. It weighs about a pound. And I'm going to describe the unit to you. As I hold it, there's really not much on the unit. Across the top and bottom of the unit, you'll feel rubberized molding on the top and bottom, and around the front, sides, and back, you'll feel wraparound mesh. Now there's four different models. There's a black one, I believe there's a white one, a red one, and a blue one. I have the black diamond, and they call it the black diamond because actually embossed or pressed into the mesh is these little diamond shapes, so it's very tactile. Across the top, you have three buttons or controls on the left, and they're very, very tactile. On the left, there is a dished out sort of round button. That is your multimedia or multifunction button. That'll do things like tell you the battery status, and it will also, if held down in different lengths of time and different ways, it will activate your applets on the speaker. We'll talk more about those in a minute. In the middle is your volume down button, which is a straight line, straight horizontal line, or a minus sign, to those of us that know print. To the right of that is your plus sign, or volume up. And these also have multiple functions, and I'll get into that as well. So that's all that's on the top. On the left-hand side, there's nothing. There's just the mesh covering. On the front side, it's just mesh, and on the back side, it's just mesh. On the right hand side, however, you've got a few controls and ports. You've got the on-off slash pairing switch at the top. Going down, you have the special, I don't want to say USB port because it's not, it feels like a USB port, but it's not a traditional USB port. But it is a connector to charge the unit via your computer or the wall wart, or it is a port to update the firmware on the Jambox. So, in between that port and the on-off slash pair switch is a little 1/8-inch jack for if you have a device that doesn't have Bluetooth and you want to use the Jambox, you can plug your device directly into it and do your traditional speaker input. Sorry, the Twitter and email and MSN and other things going off in the background. Miranda and Quitter and MSN are making, Miranda, Quitter, and my email are making lots of noise. So that's basically what the speaker looks like. Now, we'll tell you, if you want to use the live audio setting, you have to be streaming audio via Bluetooth. You can't, if you have a device directly plugged into it, you won't be able to activate the live audio setting. So the first thing I'm going to do is... Now, the other thing I want to tell you before we actually get into playing with the speaker and get you all excited and everything is that the only downside to using this speaker is the website, both with Mac, and I've heard that from experience because I don't personally own a Mac, but both with Mac and with a Windows computer, with a screen reader, it's quite complicated to navigate the site. And you say, well, why would I want to navigate the site? The MyTalk site, that's what it's called. The MyTalk site actually has applets that you can install, different sound schemes for the speaker, as well as apps that do different things. If you want to update the firmware, you're going to want to install their little plugin, and you're going to want to maybe customize it with your the different apps you want to use. I'm not going to go over the website today. If you want that, if you want me to do that one day, I will certainly do my best. This is, we're just going to concentrate on the speaker here. The other thing that you're going to want to know is the stuff that the speaker comes with. You get the speaker, obviously. You get a USB wall charger with a long 6 foot, let's say 6 foot charging cable. It's a USB to their proprietary jack. It almost looks like a mini USB. I've got mine charging here. Let me pull it. It kind of looks like a Sony Ericsson connector at the other end, but it's not. So you get the wall charger, you get the speaker, you get a nice collapsible carrying case for it, and you get a little short cable for plugging it into your computer. I just use the long cable for both things. I do still have the short one, but that's what you get. So I'm going to talk about pairing the device. It's very, very simple to pair. You don't have to put in a code for pairing it. We'll use example of using my iPod Touch because that's what I have. And I'm not actually going to go through the process of unpairing it and repairing it. I'm not exactly sure how you unpair it, actually. But let me also point out that this thing can be used as a speakerphone as well. Now, I don't have an iPhone. I have my Nokia N82. I still like it. It works great. But if I wanted to, I could use... Sorry, I'm having to rearrange these mics a little bit. I could rearrange... I could pair the Jawbone or the Jambox with my phone and use it as a speakerphone. It actually has an internal microphone built in the speaker, so you can even use it as a speakerphone if you so desire. I use it with my iPod Touch. I use it listening to music. I use it listening to... graphic audiobooks a lot. Audiobooks, mainly what I use this thing for. But it's so great because it is Bluetooth. You can use it up to 80 feet away. I mean, excuse me, 30 feet away or 10 meters. So a lot of times what I'll do is I'll carry my iPod in my pocket. I'll carry this thing around when I'm in the kitchen. I'll set it on the bar. When I'm at the table eating, I'll have it at the table so I can sitting beside me. A lot of times when I go to stay at a hotel or someone's house, I'll carry it in the bathroom, you know, set it up on the counter while I'm taking a shower. Obviously it's not waterproof, so you need to be careful not to get it wet. But this thing is really pretty rugged. I think it's made out of, it's got some elements of glass. It's got some elements of polycarbonate. So really tough design. And... really does the job well. It's very rugged. I've actually dropped mine once, and the only problem with it is it has a small dent in the right hand side of it. Doesn't affect the performance at all. Still works great, no problems at all. So I would venture to say that it could take a few dings. So let's talk about the actual speaker itself. I've got mine charging. I'm gonna go ahead and turn it on here. I'm going to unplug it from the charger for a second. And I'm going to go ahead and turn the unit on, and you're going to hear a little you're going to hear a beep and a low frequency tone that is very bassy for such a small speaker. Now, it's obviously it's not going to rival a surround sound system or something like that, but for such a small portable speaker, it is like it's the equivalent of what Bose is to other speakers. And I know there's some people out there that hate Bose and that will say, well, that means this thing's a piece of crap. But general principle, it's a very high-end portable Bluetooth speaker. So I'm going to start. There's one more thing I'm going to explain to you before I actually turn it on. How do they produce all this bass in such a small speaker? You can go read about it more on the website. There's YouTube videos. There's this, that, and the other. But I'll just tell you, they use the battery, which is the heaviest component in the speaker, to produce all this bass. They have the battery mounted on a rubberized diaphragm within the speaker. It's vacuum sealed. And when the air moves, vibrates the battery on this rubber diaphragm, it causes the battery to move back and forth, and the air displacement creates all that bass. To the best knowledge of my understanding, that's how it works. That being said, let me go ahead and turn it on. Now, I've got the Jambox probably about 6 inches away from the microphones. I'm going to go ahead and turn it on now. Okay, now you heard the tone of the thing turning on. Then you heard the ba-da-da-da. That's the sound of the Jambox connecting to my iPod Touch. So it is connected. However, when you first turn on your Jambox, you're probably going to hear something like this.
Jambox is in pairing mode, waiting for device to connect.
Yes, it does talk. It does talk, and it just disconnected from my iPod Touch. So it does talk, and it will give you different statuses. For example, let's press the multifunction button. Actually, I'm going to go ahead and turn live audio off. Never mind, it won't let me turn live audio off because I'm not actually connected to a Bluetooth device. Let me go ahead and press the multifunction key here.
Jambox is in pairing mode, waiting for device to connect.
Okay, and it actually did that again because it's in pairing mode, so I'm going to turn it. Oh, shut up, Miranda. Be quiet. Let me,
Jambox is
okay.
In pairing mode.
We'll go ahead and turn it off for a second and turn it back on. And when that tone sounds, I can actually feel that in my hand. Like, if you're holding this thing in your hand while your tunes are thumping through it, you'll actually feel this thing kick in your hand. It's got a nice little kick to it. I'm going to turn off audio app right now.
Live audio on.
I turned it on.
Live audio off.
And I'll show you that, tell you how to do that. It's actually, you turn on the live audio applet, or function, or plug-in, whatever you want to call it, by holding in the plus and minus volume keys together for a few seconds, and it will tell you. Now, I can press this multifunction button, since it's I'm talking about the round dished out one on the left-hand side. Press it while it's connected to my iPod, and it will tell me the battery status of the Jambox. Not the iPod or iPhone or whatever your device is, but the Jambox.
Battery is about 3/4 full.
Okay, so it tells me. When you press volume up and down, you actually get beeping feedback. Okay. So you actually get that. And,
battery is about 3/4 full.
Okay, so it works really great. Okay, so far we have a nice talking speaker with neat things, but what does it actually sound like? Well, I'm going to show you. It'll also tell you if you press that button while you have it charging, it will also tell you it's charging. I'm going to go ahead and plug in the charger because I was charging mine at the moment. So I'm going to go ahead and plug the charger into it. And
charging.
Just verify that it's charging. Now I'm going to reach in my pocket and I'm going to turn on my, I'm going to take out my iPod Touch. I don't have any music on it, but that's okay because I've got some audio. I've got some graphic audio. I'm currently listening to all the Rogue Angel novels. So I've got all those on my iPod. We've got Pandora on here and we've got another app called Nature Space that we're going to be looking at in conjunction and how it works with the Jambox. Nature Space is a great app because you can actually use binaural apps. Apps that use binaural audio work great on this. I was actually able to play the Nightjar using no headphones, just the Jambox, and I was actually able to play Papa Sangre using the Jambox and no speakers. The live audio, which we'll be talking about in a few minutes, really causes the audio to project. And while it may not be an actual representation of binaural audio, it is very close simulating that, I guess, and it really throws the sound out at you. It's really amazing how you can get that kind of sound from such a small speaker. Now, so let's go ahead and I can't remember if I have this thing on or not. I think I do. Yes, I do still have it on. So let me go ahead and unlock my iPod. And you're going to hear it coming through the Jambox in just a moment. I'm going to show you something.
50% battery power. Status bar item.
There's the battery power of my iPod. 50% battery power. But if while the Jambox is connected, if I flick one to the left.
Bluetooth battery 88%. Status bar item.
Bluetooth battery 88%. Now that's actually the battery status of the Jambox. So the Jambox actually will show you on your device how much battery power it has left remaining. Now, of course, my device is charging right now, or at least my Jambox is. So I'm just going to set it down on the desk in front of me so I don't have to hold it. The Jambox, that is, and I can manipulate my iPod here. I'm going to unlock it.
Slide to unlock. Setting.
Now I'm going to start by showing you the Nature Space app. And I'm going to show you what it sounds like with live audio on the Jambox on, and then what it sounds like with live audio off. First, we'll start with live audio off. Okay, so I'm going to navigate
page 3 of 5
to
page 4 of 5 in
the Nature Space app. And this is basically an app that plays different soundscapes that are in binaural audio. It has about 6 or 7 of them, and then you can buy more from the store. We're just going to stick with there's one in particular I want to show you. So I'm going to double tap to start this. Make sure the placement of the Jambox is right so you kind of get the effect right between the binaural microphones I'm wearing, and we're just going to head and double tap to start this app.
Nature Space.
Okay. Now we currently do not have live audio on, and I'm doing this on purpose. Be quiet, Jaws. I'm going to go over to one of these selections, the selection I think is best to demonstrate this binaural, or this live audio to you.
Infinite Shoreline.
We're going to do Infinite Shoreline. I'm going to double tap to start this.
Infinite Shoreline.
And this is the Jambox without the live audio on, okay? The live audio is not on. Now I'm going to hold down plus and minus volume buttons and turn the live audio on and listen to the difference.
Live audio on.
Now hopefully you can hear this. Remember, guys, this is a 6-inch speaker. I'm not moving it. That's the effect of the live audio. I've got it about 3 feet out in front of 3 feet out in front of the microphones. Okay, now I'm going to turn live audio off so you can hear the difference.
Live audio off.
That's with live audio off.
Live audio on.
That's with live audio on. So you can hopefully hear the difference. It's remarkable, the difference. Now I'm going to stop that. Now, one thing I will tell you is that when you have live audio on the Jambox, voiceover sounds kind of funny.
Summit Mountain Valley. River Wine Creek.
The stereo sounds are great, but the voice sounds a little muffled. The thing about live audio, when you have live audio off, you get more volume. You get more punch out of the speaker. When you have live audio on, the volume drops down a bit, and the processor inside the Jambox, yes, it does actually have its own internal processor. It has its own little mini computer inside the speaker, and it's able to compute the algorithms to create this their proprietary technology for whatever they do to create this live audio effect. With live music, it sounds great. I'm going to actually turn it off now.
Live audio off.
And I'm going to show you what music sounds like now through the Jambox.
Let me
go in here and kill
Nature Space.
Kill Nature Space.
Editing up.
Okay.
App switcher has no item.
And what we'll do is, since I don't have music on my iPod, we'll go to Pandora.
Pandora.
And we'll launch it here. and see what music comes up, and hopefully it'll be something that will demonstrate the bass to you. And then I'll show you some audiobooks. Once again, we've got live audio turned off on this right now.
Christian rock radio button. Classic rock radio button.
And we're gonna, let's choose classic rock radio now. We'll choose some classic rock radio and see what comes up.
Back button.
I've got two stations here. All right, here we go, rock and roll. Let's see who this is.
Mark Ballin and T, correct.
All right, get it on. And this is the Jambox. Now it goes up to about 80 decibels. I'm gonna crank it up a little bit. You can hear the bass. This thing's about 3 foot out in front of me. Now I'm gonna turn the speaker around because the bass actually comes out of the back, so you can hear how much this thing punches. Hopefully you can hear that. Now I'm gonna turn on the live audio setting, and let's see if we hear a difference.
Live audio on.
Okay, not really any difference, except the volume is lowered. I think that's because this song is mono. So let's turn live audio off.
Live audio off.
And let's see if we can find a song that
Looking Searchy on the Bio 300 X.
Has stereo.
Shell Freaks. Check. Some down. Some options. Some off. Hot. Button. Skip. Button. Volume. 100%. Skip.
I'm going to say skip.
Skip.
Come on. Ooh, that's a good song. Heart. Barracuda. All right. We should get some stereo separation from this, I hope. Okay, let's turn on live audio and see if anything different happens here.
Live audio on.
Oh yeah, we're getting some separation now. The volume has drastically dropped though. Wow, the volume has very drastically dropped. So, the live audio app is actually good for personal listening. But if you're jamming at a party or something, you want some audio for everybody to hear in the room, you want to turn this off.
Live audio off.
Okay, let's try one more song and just see if we get something different.
Problem. 100. Skip.
That is a great song, though.
Skip.
Oh, yeah, Billy Joel. Cool, man. What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell? But to give me all this mono crap. Let's turn on live audio.
Live audio on.
And again, getting a little bit of stereo separation, but not that much. It works better with live music. Turn it off.
Live audio off.
All right. So that's pretty good. Now, I forgot to show you something. The Jambox actually has a built-in sound demo. All right, and I'm gonna show you that. Let's close Pandora. I'll actually show you a few other things here too. But I do wanna show you the demo. Most people don't know about this demo. If you have a Jambox, it actually has a self-contained, like 10 second, 15 second demo to show you what it's capable of doing. I'm going to show you that now. If you hold down all three top buttons, if you hold down all three top buttons at the same time, you will get this demo. I'm going to show you the demo first with live audio off. So let's hold down all three buttons, that being the multifunction button, volume down and volume up, all at the same time while the speaker is on and while it's connected to a Bluetooth device. I think it'll do it whether it's connected to a device or not, because it's totally independent. Let's see what the demo does.
From 415351.
Hello.
Now that was with live audio off. Let's turn live audio on.
Live audio on.
and do the same demonstration and listen to the difference. Again, this thing's about 4 feet away from me. Speaker is. Amazing.
Call from 415351.
Hello.
So it actually works very, very well. It's very amazing. Not a lot of volume when you have it in live audio, but for personal listening, it's great. They've only had this live audio thing out for a couple days, so I've had a little bit of time to play around with it. I unfortunately don't have any live music to show you, or live performances or videos. It says it's supposed to work good with videos, live music, and that type of thing. But I will show you how the Nightjar plays on this, or I could show you Papa Sangre. I'm not sure which one would be better to show you. Probably the Nightjar. So I will show you a little bit of that. The other thing I want to show you is what it does with a graphic audio novel, just because I've got one here and I'm listening to it. So let me go ahead and let me get back to the home screen here. And I'm going to double tap to start my novel where I left off. This is Rogue Angel number 4, The Chosen.
Were, she knew. She had once made the mistake of wandering onto the public forum, the knowledge channel maintained online for Chasing Mysteries monsters.
I suppose you've been quite occupied researching.
All right, that is with live audio off. Let me turn live audio on while this is going, and we'll see if there is a little bit of difference.
The remarkable
graphic audio really isn't designed for live audio, but
in fact, I gather you've live been a first-hand witness of one of the more alarming phenomena.
You can hear a bit of the change
that's been a little
in the ambience.
Proportion, doctor. I don't think I saw anything but
and
an
there's a little more low end in the frequency.
Wasn't very good.
You maintain scientific
detachment. We'll turn it back off.
Very good. But an eagle
live audio off.
Flapping its wings.
All right.
An eagle that makes a sound like a baby crying.
All right, so that's basically what it can do. And I will give you just a little demonstration of the Nightjar. It also works good with Aurify. I was able to play Aurify with the live audio on. Again, the volume wasn't that great, but I was able to play it. The volume level does go down. That's the only thing that I don't really like about live audio, but it's not that big of a deal. It's kind of understandable when you think about what the processor and the Jambox is having to do. Can't maintain all that volume. Now, I'm not sure if live audio affects the battery life on the Jambox. It'd be interesting to know whether or not it does. I haven't seen anything. I haven't been able to find anything on the internet about that. Anyway, let's go ahead and turn on live audio again.
Live audio on.
And we'll navigate to
page 3 of 5. Page 4 of 5. Oh, no.
The Nightjar. Hello. Whoops, which is on page 5.
Page 5 of 5. More sounds. Come champ. The Nightjar.
Here we go, the Nightjar. We'll go ahead and start this.
Landscape. The Nightjar. Video.
And
button.
Let me just get it going here. Take a moment to get the game going. I was playing the game. Let me actually pick a level to play that I guess we'll just start with the first one. That is coming from the game.
Play level 2, walkway over a door. Play level 1, airlock.
Let's just start with the first one and you can hear the introduction. I'm just going to let you hear the introduction. Again, the volume's not that great. Whoops, and the game has decided it wants to crash on me. So maybe we won't be able to demonstrate that one. I was going to demonstrate it for you, but it has decided it wants to crash. So rather than demonstrate that one, let's demonstrate Papa Sangre. Now this game is both these games are designed made by the same company. Both designed to be played with headphones on and audio only. So for the iPod or iPhone.
Papa Sangre.
Papa Sangre, let's launch that. And let's hear a little bit of that.
Papa Sangre, continue play button.
All right. Let's see.
Choose a level button.
If I can continue the game.
About the game button. Choose a level button. Continue game button.
Continue game.
In front of you, through reeds and water, is an island. The slasher.
Why are these games crashing on me? The Papa Sangre has never crashed on me before, and it's crashing on me now. Hello.
Voice over on. Voice over on. Yes,
there we go. I don't know why Papa Sangre crashed on me. I've never seen it crash before.
Landscape.
And then I'm gonna try it one more time. If it doesn't work, we won't worry about it. But
Papa Sangre, continue game button.
Continue game.
In front of you, through reeds and water, is an island. The slap.
Nope. It wants to crash. So for whatever reason, it's crashing. But I was able to play the games on it. With live audio, it actually does work really good. Now, I'm not going to make this review too much longer. Let me close this app. For whatever reason, it's wanting to crash on me. I don't know why. But trust me, it does work. I've played it. And it works rather well. The one thing I will say, after demonstrating this speaker to you and telling you all about it and everything, it does have a hefty price tag, but in my opinion, it's worth it. I want to go ahead and turn the... see if it's charging.
Charging.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and turn it off. I turned it off. Now, this speaker is about $200. Well, it's not about $200. It's $199, okay? So you're looking at a pretty hefty price tag. But it's well worth the money, guys. I got mine for $150 on Black Friday last November, day after Thanksgiving. And, oh, man, it was well worth it. I love it. Like I said, I've dropped it once or twice, but it's taking a licking and keeps on ticking. It really works great. Have no issues with it. I love it. It's great. So for a nice portable speaker, this is what you want. It'll get the job done for you. It looks really cool and sounds really cool. And it's a great little Bluetooth speaker. So hopefully this interview has explained some things for those of you who don't know about the Jambox, or maybe you're thinking about getting one. And if you want to contact me, you certainly can. Email is duff379@gmail.com. Facebook is facebook.com/blinddrummer, all one word. And Twitter is @blinddrummer, all one word. So if you want to contact me, those are the ways to contact me. Hope you enjoy the interview and would appreciate any feedback. Thanks a lot.